You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Let's get right to it. Andy Hart here, Nick Fitzy Stevens. We came in expecting to do a nice, normal bye week MLB meetings Wednesday. We got a whole rundown, and then it hit the fan because the lone big bat remaining on the open market is no longer available. Pete Alonso is finalizing a five-year, $155 million deal. Oh, and where's he going? He's going to the AL East, so that's cool. Just not to the Boston Red Sox, who we were told wanted bats this offseason. Well, Schwarber, they didn't make an offer. Alonso is going to the Baltimore Orioles, 5 years, $155 million. And the Red Sox are left holding their checkbook, their big wad pile of cash, whatever you want to call it. And we are here to vent about it because, as my forehead kind of says, I'm a sucker. I fell for it. I effed up. I trusted you. Breslow, I listened to you at the trade deadline and then again in the offseason. I listened to people like Will Fleming that told me the Red Sox are going to spend. Oh, no, they're going to build upon a trip to the wild card. You're not. You just exited the playoffs, in my opinion. You are no longer a playoff team. You're a worse baseball team, and the other teams in your division are getting better. I don't know any other way to look at it. And the big bats are off the market. Nick Fitzy Stevens, how are we feeling?
The Fenway Fraud Squad is in full effect as we now have another hot stove, postseason free agency failure. A bat that was tailor-made, hand-cut, artisanally crafted, honed to perfection in New York with the Metropolitans that averages 40 home runs a year. And that's at Citi Field, whose dimensions are not nearly as favorable to a power right-handed bat as Fenway Park. Came onto the market and mentioned many times that Fenway, Red Sox, would be of high desire. Scott Boras basically doing another one of his little tone poems and limericks and his open mic nights telling the Red Sox Pete Alonso wants to come to the Red Sox. His wife is from Quincy. She lives and grew up 20 minutes south of Fenway Park. These people could have come and been new royalty, joining Drake and Michael May as the hottest couples around town, the toast of the hub. And instead, the Red Sox cheap out. For all we know, friggin' Pete Alonso's wife bakes or has a killer steak tip recipe or does something awesome. I don't know. All I know is she's from Quincy, which is awesome. And Pete Alonso would have hit 50 home runs here. The Red Sox are liars. You sit on a throne of lies. You do nothing but tell us you're going to do something, and then you do nothing. The market told you what it was to be. The market came to bear. A power hitter this offseason would cost you 5 years, $30 million $30 million per season. You spent $40 million last year on Bregman, or should I call him One Legman? He played two-thirds of a season last year. Now, he's the only bat of any interest left next to Ketel Marte, who you'll have to trade for and give up assets. This organization is dumb. But you know who's dumber? Us. You, with your little old-fashioned 1940s visor with the Scoops heart sticker that says sucker up top. Me, for thinking I was going to go get the kids Pete Alonso jerseys for Christmas in the nice little Green Monster Fenway greens. No.
The Orioles have nice jerseys.
Yeah, they do. They have a great place to tailgate, too. Camden Yards is
awesome. You're halfway there.
Fells Point is awesome.
Maybe you need a new team.
I hope Pete Alonso legitimately hope he hits a home run in every game at Camden Yards against the Red Sox, and then I hope he hits two home runs per game against the Red Sox at Fenway, just to showcase how perfect his swing is for the ballpark that he will only visit as an opposing player seven times a year. This is such a dumb non-move by the Red Sox. But you know what, actually? You know what it is? Form. This is form. This is exactly the Red Sox doing exact. What are you so proud of yourself because Dan Ball just put a sucker sign on your shirt?
There's a sucker born every minute. Most of them are Red Sox fans.
Christ. This stupid baseball team. Honestly, did they? Let me ask you a question. Do you think they watched the wild card round against the Yankees?
Well, Breslow did because he actually talked about it. Remember when he said, and in or whatever, a lot of home runs are hitting the postseason. He used a big word that I don't need. And they was like, we got to get some
nine,
bats.
Right?
We got to get some bats out there. Now, the bats were available.
There were 250 home run hitting bats,
you could
a lefty and a righty.
Two of the best bats in baseball.
Yes.
A 50 home run bat and a consistent 35 home run bat.
No, he averages 40 home runs a year.
You know how? I've never seen that.
Pete Alonso's numbers are 39.8 home runs a year. That's 40.
I've never seen that, but I'll go with your math. When was the last time Red Sox, did they hit 30 home runs last year?
If you add Trevor Story to Alex Bregman, you get like 39.
But wait, Abreu is going to be a 30 home run guy, right?
Yeah.
Oh, and Casas is going to hit 40. Mm-hmm. That's what I wasn't taking into account.
Well, would you look at the time? To go.
Breslow. You know what? You know what? Nothing good comes from Connecticut. Take it from me. Go back to New Haven, you thrifty little. And you know what? Easy. I don't want to see another picture of John Henry smoking a cigar this offseason.
Well, there's nothing left that he can smoke a cigar about,
what
right?
What are you going
to
get?
Okamoto, I know everybody's moving on, and we'll talk to Lou Maloney at 4:30, we're hoping. Hopefully travel plans don't screw that up. Angry Lou. I know he kind of was like, okay, guess we got to pivot. It's Okamoto and Marte, and there's other guys out there. There are no other, because no disrespect to Okamoto, we don't know what he is in Major League Baseball.
He's not a proven entity.
We've
Pete Alonso hits 40 home runs a season. And again, Andy, I just want to point out, a lot of the ballparks he plays in the National League, are not as right-handed power bat friendly as Fenway. He would have absolutely owned this town. We would be talking in June about the power trio in Boston being Drake May, Jason Tatum, who came back and led the Celtics back to the Eastern Conference Finals alongside JB. Sorry, Tatum's still more popular. No disrespect to JB, who's having an MVP caliber season. And Pete Alonso. It would have been 1, 2, and 3. The guy would have absolutely raked and dominated here, and everybody would have loved him. And he and his wife could have built
it was too pricey. It's a big deal. Do you see? It's $150 million. This minor league Red Sox team can't spend $150.
If Lou comes on the radio and tells us that the Red Sox didn't even show any interest or didn't even make him an offer.
Well, they didn't make an offer for Schwarber. That was reported yesterday.
I'm going to choke somebody.
Never made an offer for Kyle Schwarber. The Orioles, who got Alonso, matched the offer for Kyle Schwarber that he was offered by the Phillies. So David Rubenstein, you're probably not familiar with that name, the new owner of the Orioles.
Oh, that's the dude that bought everybody beers at the bar on opening day.
And I looked him up, doesn't have one of those, like, oh my God, net worths. I mean, he's doing okay for himself.
It's probably like Billy the Chiz with the Celtics.
$3.7 billion.
That's not bad.
Doing okay for you. But it's not one of those, like, oh my God, he's one of the richest men in the world. Whatever.
He's not Steve Ballmer.
He's fine. He's doing okay for himself. But he clearly wants to win. He wants to bounce back. And I already made the bet with Adam Jones. The Orioles will win more games than the Boston Red Sox next year. The Orioles had a surprising down year. There were factors in play. They got off to a slow start. Their best pitcher was hurt. They were coming on late, and now they've aggressively gone after power because we just talked about it. easiest way to score home runs. I know all the quants, the Dan Balls of the world, want to talk you into all these ways to score runs. Put the ball in play.
Hit the ball out of the friggin' yard. And Camden Yards is a very power-friendly hitter yard.
You know who else is power-friendly? Pete Alonso.
No, it makes a lot of sense that they would have gone after Schwarber. In fact, I think Schwarber would have been even more perfect for them. However, he just chose to stay with the devil that he already knew, and he wants to try to chase a title with the Phillies. Good for him. He didn't, you know, he chose crab fries over actual crab. Good for him. That's great for Schwarbs. Also, by the way, another gross miscalculation by the Red Sox for letting him go 4 years ago when he instantly became a fan favorite after, I don't know, about 7 at-bats and 2 botched plays at first base. Now, what else does a ball player need to do besides actually drive here and hire one of those planes that flies over the Cape with ads for like Captain Morgan or like Twin Lobsters 1995? Does Pete Alonso have to get a Skyrider that flies over Gillette Stadium Sunday during Pat's Bills that says, "Hey, Red Sox, sign me. Love Pete Alonso. P.S. My wife is from Quincy."
I think what the player has to do is take a deal that is not top of market, because the Boston Red Sox, despite what they've told us, aggressive, want to build upon the wild card trip. You know, Friday Fenways are so great. We're going to use that momentum and step forward from that. You've lost all momentum. Can we agree on that? You've lost all momentum, because Joe Ryan doesn't seem like he's walking through that door. In fact, I have to listen to Breslow say, other teams want to hold on to their good players, so it's making it difficult. Okay, that's great. I don't know. That's not the story I was being told in the summer and the offseason. It was, we're going to go get Joe Ryan. We're going to go get Pete Alonso. We're going to get 2 bats and a pitcher. And so far, we've got Sonny Flippin' Gray. I'm starting to feel bad for Sonny Gray, because I feel like some people are kind of rooting against him in that weird like way, because
no, they
he's
won't root
the
against,
pitcher.
They won't root against him. They'll turn on Oviedo in a heartbeat, because they were ready to love the password. One, because he had that awesome name. Two, he's a power hitter at their.
This is This is WEEI. Wow. He's Fitzy. He's talking.
I'm so sorry.
Even the radio station. God, Jesus. I can't even finish a half-baked point. So that they wanted to love the password. He goes for this Oviedo guy that no one's ever heard from. He could be part of the super pan, or it could be our next value-add starter. I don't care.
Value-add.
Just order off the menu.
Is value good? When you're looking for high-end, is value good? Generally, it's not, right?
If you already have excellence established, value is a great add. Value shouldn't be how you build your entire franchise storyline entity. No, it shouldn't be.
I feel like value buy is the sticker they slap on it when, like, the meat is just past, like, we got to sell this. We got to get this value pack of beef is going to expire in 2 days, so we'll put a sticker on it to see if we can entice somebody.
And what you do is you buy it, and then you immediately throw it in the freezer, so you buy yourself.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Of some time to think about when and how you'll cook
sure.
it.
Sure. But they don't put the value sticker on the filet mignon, right? The filet mignon is always expensive.
It sells.
Right? It sells.
Ribeyes.
So, value, cheap.
Tomahawk ribeyes. Go buy the tomahawk ribeye. Stop trying to buy stew meat and telling me that it's going to be amazing. And by the way, our pal, Will Fleming, basically...
72 hours, we're going to be smiling? Down to like 50 hours, we'll be smiling?
This is sort of sent our way, but it's also mostly sent the way of social media as well. Tweeted just 14 minutes ago, and Fleming, quote, Twitter is a pretty reasonable place, huh? Good effing God. I'm a liar. I have no credibility. Did I say they would sign Alonso? I did not. Did I say that I thought they would do things to make the team better? Yes, I did. I stand by that.
So Stiz, at least we know that Will Fleming's phone works. He was able to tweet, and I'm assuming he tweets from his phone. So at least we know his phone works.
New phone, who dis? Can I just say, though, I had this thought earlier. You guys seem to be gluttons for punishment. I came down to WEEI about 5-6 years ago.
Great story.
And it seems to me every single year we go through this same merry-go-round where it's, oh my God, the Red Sox, they're going to get this player. They're so close. They're aggressive. Next season's going to be the season. They're going to spend. John Heyman said this. And every single year, wah, wah. Some other team gets them.
Last year was a little different because they did trade for Crochet. Dan Ball, I believe the one-year anniversary of the trade is today that they traded for Garrett Crochet. And then they ended up landing late in the process Bregman. There were other moves involved there. So they were more successful in acquiring talent last year. Acquiring talent, a phrase that Breslow has used a number of times.
Bregman is a good complementary player. He is not a player you build an entire team around. He is not a franchise savior. If you lean on him to do too much, A, he may pull a quad, and B, you're asking too much of a guy who does a bunch of things well, but is not enough of a star to carry your team. Here you go. Here's one for you. Our pal Gordo, formerly of the Play Tessie podcast, not to be that guy, but the Red Sox wouldn't have even needed to be in on Alonso or Schwarber if they just communicated with their own franchise star last year.
Yeah, I'm not doing that game. I think he's a dink. He was always going to be a dink. It's like Mac Jones. He was going to break eventually and be bad news. You just expedited the process. I think you expedited the process with Devers. I don't want Devers. Stiz brought that up. Does this make you rethink Devers? No, it doesn't. I wanted no part of him. You found out who he was. He spells Devers with an I. It looks like E's on paper, but it is spelled with an I, Rafi Devers. And but the issue is you haven't replaced it. All we talked about, $30 million slot, $30 million slot. We got all these $30 million slots. They're still slotted. And you know what pissed me off even more, Fitzy? I did a little research yesterday.
Oh, my. Well, it was the first time for everything.
You know how much Sandoval makes on the books this year?
No.
$12.75 million.
The guy who's never pitched for the Red Sox, but he's on the roster.
You know how much Jordan Hicks makes?
$10
million. $12.5 million. Right there, you have over $25 million in salary that is borderline, and I'm being kind with the word borderline, useless.
It's tied up in recuperation and terribleness.
Awesome. And instead, I could give $30 million a year to a guy who just hits home runs, and you need, if you listen to yourself speak in the mirror, Brezbot, home runs. $30 million for home runs was available. Two different guys. You chose not to, and yet you're paying those clowns to do nothing. $25 million. What are we doing here?
All right, here we go. At Boston Strong 34. It goes without saying that if the Red Sox leave Orlando without a significant move and with the two biggest bats available already signed elsewhere, this would be an epic fail by Craig Breslow. And here, I've never, you should follow this account. At Andy Hart's BFF, says the name Jared Carabas. The Red Sox had the opportunity to become an undeniably better team in 2026, and now they're pushing it to where they have a chance to actually be worse.
No, they are worse, Jared. Not to steal your take here. They're worse. They're a worse baseball team.
Never just early.
So you're early, I guess, on the worst part. They are a worse baseball team. They don't have Bregman right now, so you can't even give them credit for that. They took a massive step backwards. 617-779-7937. We want your voice all show long on the text line. Are you pissed off? Hey, do you want to talk us off the ledge? Is there anybody out there that can tell us something good that could happen for the Boston Red Sox, that why it's early and give them time or this and that? 617-779-7937. But right now we have the first text that I want to read. I don't know if I can say this on the radio. I'll clean it up a little bit. 207, breaking news. The Red Sox just butt-bleeped the fan base yet again. They are not happy, and they shouldn't be happy, Fitzy. 617-779-7937.
Wow, somebody sent us seven texts. You have people writing novels on the text. People are mad.
Let's go to the phone lines, hear from the mad people, the mad men and women out there in Red Sox Nation. Let's go to Mike in the car. What's up, Mike?
What's up, boys? I'll tell you, it seems like lately I only call when it's to you know, crap on the Red Sox, but here we are. They keep giving me reasons to.
Yep.
I'm just saying, this is the Red Sox doing Red Sox things. And like I said to you guys last offseason, it's us, the fans, who are responsible for it, because we keep, they weathered the storm of anger. They say all the things that they say. We get mad and shake our fists, but then guess what? Fenway is full. People are singing Mr. Brightside. They're buying the new green shiny jerseys because, hey, these are really cool. You know, they keep making money doing what they're doing, and the fans don't punish them for what they're doing. You know what this is, boys? This is an abusive relationship. They keep smacking us around, and then they say, they smack us around, then they say, sorry, I promise I'll change, I'll do everything better and different, and then we come crawling back and say, oh, they really mean it this time. And guess what? Then they smack us again.
Thanks for the call, Mike.
You know what that makes us, Mike? That makes us enablers. We have Stockholm Syndrome. We have Soxholm Syndrome. That's exactly what it is. We stare our oppressor in the eye who abuses us, and we have fallen in love with them. Now, granted, they used to actually not behave this way, so there's a reason why we fell in love with them. And no, we're not paid enough to be armchair GMs and do the work of Breslow and the nerd bots over at Fenway Sports Group diagonally across from the ballpark. But somebody has to call and tell him, oh, no, he would have been a bad fit. I have met fan friends, sick brag bro, who are like already resigned to the fact that Alonso was gone and was going to be a star with the Red Sox. And now he's going to be a star just a couple miles down the road, well, 200 miles down the road in Baltimore.
Dan Ball, do you want to bring a reasonable take to this situation?
Nope, not even a little bit. Instead of that, Tim Healy, our friend from the Boston Globe, the Red Sox offer to Pete Alonso was for fewer years and significantly less money, according to sources.
Screw you. Screw you. Like, literally, screw you, Red Sox.
I'm sorry. Oh, screw you, Red Sox. Oh, that's
right. Oh, no, not you, Dan.
So what? Say that one more time.
The Red Sox offer to Pete Alonso was for fewer years and significantly less money.
Holy crap, can you offer a worse contract? Because I would be okay if you said fewer years. We offered you 3 and 140 or something because we wanted to kind of do the Bregman thing. The AAV is high, but the term is short.
What did they give Bregman all that money for?
How can you be down on both?
I know. I don't know the number, but I'm pretty sure I know the number. We talked about how close they were to the first threshold for the tax, the first tax threshold yesterday. It was about $20 million. I'm guessing they offered 3 for $60 compared to 5 for $155.
I hope he asked Scott Boras to get a copy of the offer so he could put it on the ground, unzip his pants, and do exactly what the manager in Major League did to Roger Dorn's contract. And for those of you out there that have seen the greatest baseball movie ever made, you know what I'm talking about.
We have another texter, 207, that says, Bradford is wrong. Baseball is now boring for your Boston Red Sox. I mean, you can make... What are they thinking? They had the city, as our caller said, back. Fridays were awesome. Fenway was electric. We talked to Cora about it almost every week, what the ballpark was like. It was back to the old days. You were a factor. We're watching walk-off after walk-off. Rafaela, Anthony, all these guys, the young guys. Now we just need to complement that roster. We have to be able to not look at the monitor in our Ford Fenway Clubhouse studio and say, wait, that's a big league roster? No, you needed a big bat. And you know how I know it? You said you needed a new bat, and you didn't go out and get it because the two big bats are gone, and you are left with whatever the hell you're left with. 617-779-7937. We'll continue to take your phone calls, read your tweets, and share in your anger over the Boston Red Sox apparently cheaping out again. No offer at all to Schwarber, a significantly lower offer to Alonso, and now how do they pivot? 617-779-7937. That's all next here on WEEI Afternoons.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at AboutAmazon.com.